Ah, Boomer Jack, Boomer Jack, got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Oh, Boomer Jack, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Ah, the northwestern Pacific, in the days of log and steam, Boomer Jack, railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Just like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track, from the Humboldt, Mendo, Redwoods, 300 miles of open track, rolling down to Sausalito and all the way back. A vagabond's life lived that Boomer Jack. Ah, from Humboldt, Mendocino, through Sonoma to Marin, 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. Visit friends along the way, all glad to take him in. He was nobody's dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, a Boomer Jack, got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Boomer Jack, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Now, Boomer Jack, he's not the only dog to ride along the rails. All had their names, well, they all had their tails. And there was Little Hop, and Oni, and Admiral Dewey, just a few American railroad dogs and the train folk that they knew. And there was Roxy, and Patty, and Santa Fe, and Railroad Jack. All railroad dogs in the history of the tracks. But old Boomer Jack traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog that's ever roamed around. Ah, but Boomer Jack, he ran out of steam in old Willits Town. Train folk came from miles and miles around, buried in the train yard, watched over by his friends. Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, ah, Boomer Jack, got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Boomer Jack, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Just a doggone vagabond Boomer Jack.